The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into the boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Gospel of the Lord. Last 2 weekends, I was in a pilgrimage in Medjugorje. Have you heard about this name? It's a place in ex-Yugoslavia, and today it's called Slovenia, the place. That's a place where our Heavenly Mother appeared to 6 children 30 years ago, exactly 30 years ago, in June 24th. That was the time beginning the daily operations until today. And over there, I met a group of young people. It's an international group called New Horizon. This group is very particular because the founder was a young girl some 30 years ago. She was a kind of having a kind of pity on those girls and boys around that's in Italy, the main station of Rome, because by night it's a light world. You know what the girls are doing there. And the boys, what are doing there? Selling drugs, taking drugs. It was 30 years ago. So she prayed hard to have these people out. She tried to meet these young people, and gradually, one by one, they were attracted by her sincerity, by her friendliness. They started to go back to church. Now today, in Italy, and I think in Brazil, quite a few communities helping these young people when a strike. And some of them, when they converted to Christ, they form a group of young people, boys and girls, young men and young women today. They take promise to follow Jesus, not as a nun, not as a brother. These are new people. But they want to consecrate themselves to help the other peoples in need. Most of the people, they have a very bad experience as a child, as a young man, or as a young girl. Old, they said, we are dead. But now, today, we are risen in the Lord. It's powerful. So, when they take the promise to follow Jesus, they take the third vows apart from chastity, obedience, poverty, and smile. It's very difficult to smile when your childhood was broken. But now they say, I smile not because I have a good beginning, but today now, I'm risen with the Lord. I smile because the Lord loved me and loved you too. So when you meet these people, if they don't tell you anything about their past, you say they are normal people. Of course they are normal, but in a certain sense they are not normal, in a sense they were broken, usually from but broken families. They was wandering in the streets, and just, you know, whatever can happen. Now today, they give witness to the world with their smile. And today, the gospel says the seed is all around, but some didn't catch it. I think this seed, of course, is the word of God, but also we can say it's Christ himself. He's looking for souls. He's knocking all the doors. It's very true. Some on the rocks, some on the thorns, between the thorns. We are, at times, we were thorns. They didn't allow Jesus to come in. At times, we are the rocky grounds. We don't have this heart for Jesus. We said we love him, but we don't give him space. He's locking, door by door. He cannot have a rest until he gets some soul can let his head to lie on. So today, this gospel is an examination of our conscience. Whether we have the space for Jesus to come in. Many times we lamentate that we don't have good environment. We are not loved. But remember, Jesus come on earth. He is love, but there's no love. But he tried to put love. It depends on us. We believe that where there's no love, when you put love, and you will find love. So Jesus is waiting. He knows that you love him, but not enough. He's waiting and praying for this moment. Not all people, on the first instance, they come close to God. You can imagine Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of Jesuits. He was a soldier. He wanted to get money, power. That's his first expectation of his life, his first goal, have power, money. Mother Teresa, before he was a missionary of the charity, he was a teaching nun in India. One day, this Holy Spirit comes into his mind. What about those people outside our schools? Nobody look after them. They're dying. They're hungry. Nobody look after them. Her vocation was teaching. Teaches the good people. But then she changed. After the retreat, we went back to Calcutta with the permission of the superiors. She went out of the school door and helping the dying ones. At times, we are called moment by moment. Jesus knocking our door that we can be another person. Another person. Of course, another Christ. It's a different one. Christ is calling each one of us to follow him in a different way. Very different way. But in particular, every day is a new call to serve him, to love him in a particular way. Every day. As a priest, I was really for 39 years until August, I will be 39 years of my ordination. But all these 3 years, all the 39 years, there's moments. Kind of simplicity and humility. But there's moment, pride, self-centered, egoistic. There's moment, kind of penitence. The kind of moment, more silent. It's a journey of a life. I cannot tell you that once I ordain a priest, I'm a holy person. No. Nobody can be holy unless you have to try daily basis. We cannot say, I'm 39 years old in the priesthood. I'm okay. I tell you, I'm not okay yet. Not yet okay. It's just one instance. Proud, fade away. I remember one of the conversation with a Italian girl. Jesus told her, "Who are my priests? Not those people dressed in the robe of sacrament. The priests are those who is doing my will. That means include all lay people. Those people doing my will, and also include those who love, even not in my name. They could be Buddhists. They could be pagans. They are my priests because they love. This is how I understand. For Jesus, priesthood is not something you just perform, something externally. That's why Jesus, with the very hard words on those scribes, on those church leaders, he called them hypocrites. We are, many, many times, could be hypocrites. Before people, we show ourselves very fervent. We come to church, receive Holy Communion, doing parts of the church affairs, and even for us, we do many good things, holy things. It's not our holiness, not at all. If I don't have the heart for Jesus, I'm worse than a pagan. Our salvation doesn't come from what we are doing, but from what we are. We are called to be Him. Him, Jesus, to be another Jesus. He loves all. He expects we loves all, of course included, forgives all. He's the first one to love. He expects us not to wait, not to complain, but you be the first one to forgive, to love. That's all. the rest. Jesus will look after. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. We need to be like him. First, want to love. Love all. Of course, not easy. Not all the time successful. Even for my experience, all these weeks, sometimes I just told myself, calm, calm, calm. But the moment, I could not be calm down, my goodness. I say, don't shout. At times, I shout. I tell myself, don't criticize that moment. I just, what St. Paul says, what I should do, I didn't do it. What I shouldn't do it, I do it all. That's experience in St. Paul. It's my experience. That's why our sanctity doesn't come from all the long ages, not periods of working all together. Doesn't work unless you start every day, every moment, start again. Your humility is simplicity. Understand, we cannot be renew ourselves. It's not a sanctity. Sanctity depends on all people, all age. Comes from this moment, this present moment. So that's we have to renew every day, every moment. Jesus knocking our door this moment. Maybe yesterday you closed the door. Can't you open it now? You said, no, already for years my door is closed. Don't worry, God will open your door. Actually, one very particular experience in my journey in Medjugorje. You know, in Medjugorje, especially when the exposition of Blessed Sacrament, some people have kind of experience disturbed by the evil spirit. They shout out, you know, because before the Blessed Sacrament, we say that they are possessed, some possessed. In our group, one of young men is Chinese man from Canada. He said he was very fervent Catholic before, as an altar boy, and serving the church and singing the choirs. And for a certain moment, and he stopped going, believing anything. He said, I can't see God. I can't see God. Where is God? No more belief. So his family members were really praying hard for him. But nobody can convince him, because we can share this invisible Jesus, invisible God to him. You know what God works in Medjugorje? When he met that possessed person, then his argument, he said, if there is the existence of the devil, there must be God. And this is how God works through this episode of the possessed person, and he believed now in God. For 10 years, nobody can convince him to believe that God exists. Now today, through this experience, of course, this possessed person already cured. We got, you know, pray over, and then, you know, but this momentary experience, this person believed back in the Lord. Whatever is impossible for man, it's possible for God. Believe that. Trust that. Jesus loved you very much. Do you believe?
Yes.
Very much?
Yes.
Very much?
Yes.
Thank you. Jesus is very happy because you trust in his love. You know, our sister Faustina, he suffered so much in his life, in her lifetime. Because many people just said, judge her, just illusion of this Jesus, a merciful Jesus with true lights, is illusion. He suffered very, very much. But with that suffering, we cannot have this grace. She is the secretary of the Divine Mercy of Jesus on earth as well as in heaven. So today, she is praying hard for us, that we trust in this love of God, Jesus Christ. our big brother, our lover. Share our love with him. When you receive Holy Communion, stay with him, not just for 2 seconds. Once, Mary was telling the visionaries, at least 10 minutes, stay with Jesus present in you through the Blessed Sacrament. Except the choir, and you have to sing, of course. Sing with Jesus. Don't just go away your mind. At least 10 minutes, stay with Jesus. Can you do that? So, when you receive Holy Communion, if not singing, or even singing with the heart of Jesus, stay in your place and keep silent. Very important. We're disturbed all times because we have all the voices around us. Now in the church, if you can't stop centering yourself, where can you center yourself? Just do it. What is impossible for men is possible for God.